Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Pei Ches, Baba Basra, 88b, pagination 176, starting just below midway on the page at the beginning of a line, Amar Reb Levi taught, Kasha onchan shal midos yosemi onchan shal aroyos. The punishment for improper measures is greater than the punishment for immoral activity. Now, as many phrases and sayings go, in certain ways, it's more serious. We have to know in what aspect. But what Reb Levi was teaching is that it's not possible to do proper tshuva if a person has improper measures, because he's stealing from so many people and he can't keep track of those people, that he'll never be able to do tshuva, as opposed to arayos, immoral activity. It may be difficult to do tshuva, to change a person's life's direction perhaps, but it is possible because he knows what he did wrong. If you take a look at the Gemara about four lines later, Mayot Fayhu, what exactly is the seriousness of improper weights and measures that makes it worse than immoral activity? Dahasam Efsha B'tshuva, because over there, by immoral activity, it's possible to do tshuva, repentance. V'acha lo Efsha B'tshuva, and by stealing, which is in effect what improper weights and measures does, because the customer pays a certain amount expecting a certain weight of salt or spices or whatever it is that he's buying, and he's not getting it because the weights are off. And therefore, lo efshar b'tshuva, he can't do tshuva, he can't keep track, he doesn't know whom he should return that either product or money or however he's going to do tshuva. And this is a grand and important statement which is being made in a topic over here based on the Mishnah regarding weights and measures and the need to keep them clean, because if something is off, then the measure is going to be off. The example that's given is that on the counterweight, where the, let's say, flour, sugar is being put, eventually some sediment develops from the residue of the different things that were put there over time. And that area, that sediment, doesn't go to the customer, but it is producing weight and gives the impression that indeed the product being weighed is equal to the weight on the other side. And of course, there are all kinds of tricks a person might be playing. Any of this is included in Reb Levi's statement that it is so serious. Take a look at Tosfos, which is the outer commentary, the second paragraph, titled Hasam, in bold. Hasam efshar b'tshuva. Over there, by immoral activity, it's possible to do tshuva, says Tosfos. V'davka ba'arayas she'ein bohem mamzerus. The only comparison that Reb Levi could have made is by immoral activity that did not produce a child that is a mamzer. Because if there was a mamzer produced, how could you do tshuva? There's a child here that's stigmatized for life, can't marry into the regular Jewish people. What does it mean to do tshuva? How could you do tshuva on that? Aval habal eshes ish veholid mimenu ben o she'ar arayis sheyesh ba mamzerus. If a child, a mamzer, was produced, zel mu'uvas lo yuchal liskan. This is a problem that cannot be rectified. Kida Omar, as the Gemara says, v'i'efshar b'tshuva, and it's not possible to do tshuva. So that's the first approach in Taisvis, that the comparison was from theft to immoral activity that was only the act of intercourse, but didn't produce the child, because if the child was produced, then it's impossible to do tshuva. V'harav Rabbeinu Chaim Omer, but a different one of the Baalei Tosfos said that there is a distinction here that allows for tshuva even though a mamzer was produced. Afal gav shehu me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, you're right, it's a problem that cannot be fixed. Mikol makom efshar b'tshuva, but the concept of tshuva does exist. Shetziva lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem commanded him to do tshuva. Delotziva lelasas lo tshuva, he told him he should do tshuva. He can do tshuva. What is tshuva? So we go to the Rambam, and the Rambam says the description of tshuva is that a person regrets what he did, and Hashem can attest that he's reached a point in his tshuva process that he would never do it again. And if a person did that, then he did the charata and the vidui, he verbalized his confession, etc. He does his tshuva. Tshuva is done. And he had, in fact, achieved teshuva, even though there's a mamzer. He still did tshuva. There's a problem, but he did tshuva. Aval gazlan, but a person who stole, shetshuvasu sheyachzir hagazela, his tshuva assignment is different, because his tshuva is on the act of theft. The pasuk says, heshev es hagzela, he has to return the theft. And his tshuva assignment is not something that he could do. He stole from so many people, he doesn't know to whom to return. So we have a first answer that doesn't know how to deal with mamzer, because if a mamzer was produced, there's an interpersonal issue here that you can't rectify. But the second answer is, that's true. There's a mamzer here, it's very serious, it's a problem. But the tshuva on the act can be done. The tshuva on the act is tshuva, that I'll never do it again. And that's something possible. Whereas tshuva on gezela, the assignment of the tshuva, is that you have to return the stolen money. And that's what Reb Levi is explaining, that you can't return it because you don't know to whom. The Taisvis concludes with an interesting question. The Afal Gav, I know that you're thinking a question, that there's a statement, Yase b'hen sorche rabim, if a person doesn't know from whom he stole, he should do something for the public good, so that the people who were stolen from would benefit on a communal level. Mikol makom, says Taisvis, that's interesting, and that's what you should do if you have no choice, but lav tshuva ma'al yasahi, that's not real tshuva. Tshuva would be that you return the money to the person from whom you took it. And therefore, by weights and measures, tshuva is simply impossible. A person wants to do the best he can do, so then yes, he would do for the public good, and that's a level of rectification, but it's not real tshuva. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.